You're listening to the Crochet Conversations podcast with Ines and Mel, and this is episode 51. Exactly how much is crochet worth? Hello, oh my gosh. Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of our podcast.
Yes, hi guys. Happy Sunday. I mean, we are back for a new and interesting crochet topic.
Did you guys miss us?
I hope so, because I did miss, like, coming back to do this again.
I feel like we need to explain where we were. I did post up a post on our Instagram page. So in case you missed the announcement on our Instagram page, then you would not know, I guess, why we went missing for 2 weeks. But basically, when we were away on holiday, we did pre-record an episode. So the very last episode you heard was a pre-recorded one because we were away on a vacation. While we were there, I received a job offer, like a quick job offer that I couldn't turn down. It was part of what I studied, you know, in my arts college. And it wasn't a last minute decision that we decided to take on this project. It's not crochet related, so I'm not at liberty to discuss the details. But basically, that needed me to be away for a good 2 weeks. So we couldn't find the right time or the schedule couldn't...
To do like a proper podcast to put up. Yeah.
So our schedule just didn't permit the podcast. But now that that's over, we're back to our usual, scheduling.
Weekly schedule, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sorry that we've been away, but I'm very happy to be back. And today we've got a really, really, really exciting episode. I mean, Mel's a little bit nervous because we're spilling the tea on a lot of things.
Yeah, but I think it is a good discussion topic that, you know, people do talk about and, you know, questions has been asked. So I think it's good that we have a conversation about this.
And I mean, as you guys already could guess from the episode description and episode title, we will talk about how much crochet is really worth. And I know this is something that a lot of makers, you know, talk about. And it's one of our biggest, like, pet peeve and how people questioning how much it's worth. But before we begin that, I have a few announcements to make, because June is going to be an insane, crazy month for us, but a very exciting one that I think that if given the chance, I would like you guys to, you know, come say hi and be a part of. So the first announcement is that we will be at this, if you're based in Singapore, of course, we will be at this event called Public Garden.
Public Garden is back.
It's been gone. It's been closed for 2 years because of COVID, but now they reopened it. It's basically an Asia Pacific regional art fair. And we are one of the brands or the teams that get approved to set up a stall. To participate and set up a booth there. So we will be there at Public Garden Wednesday, 11 and 12 June. Event starts at 1 p.m. and ends at 7 p.m. The location will be at the Suntec City Convention Center Hall 404. So just make your way there and we'll see you between 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're really excited.
Really, really excited.
Because this event only happens 3 times a year. And we usually only go for maybe 2 of these a year.
But
we haven't had it since like before COVID.
Yeah.
So this really feels like a step into getting our old normal back. So I'm really excited. We're bringing a lot of our clothes this time. And I don't know, like smaller items like bags and handbags.
Yeah, but I think most important is that we will get to see you guys again.
Yeah,
you know?
I think we're not really looking to earn anything, which is sort of in line with this episode. And usually we don't ever cover the cost of what it takes to be there because we have to pay, almost 400 Singapore dollars? So we have to pay 400 Singapore dollars to be there at the booth. So we will never make this amount in 6 hours a day in 12 hours total. So it's just really a place for you guys to come, say hi, chit chat with us, see what we've made, talk to us about it. And this event is where we meet the most of you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited about that because I'm finally going to be able to put faces to names again.
And I like this event because it brings a lot of, I think they do their marketing well to bring about like very like-minded people like us.
Similar brands.
Similar brands. We get to meet other
like artists
and other craft people.
And not just from Singapore, because it's Asia Pacific. So we've got lots of like artists from Malaysia, from Taiwan, from Taiwan, from Hong Kong. Some of them are from China. And I don't know how many international brands will be there this year.
Oh, yeah.
Because of COVID.
Yeah.
Because we still do have travel restrictions. But I think we will be able to see a little bit more, or at least, you know, get a feel of who's in the market still. Yeah. Because all our friends, some of the friends that we meet at this event, and I mean, they have now become friends. A lot of them are, you know, like getting married, having babies. So the environment has just changed so much in the past six years.
2-3 years, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to be able to see
who, maybe new faces.
Yeah, who will be there. So I'm excited. So again, come see us at Public Garden. It's 11 to 12 June. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. It will be at the Suntec City Convention Centre at Hall 404. The exhibition hall 404.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, more details will definitely be posted up.
On our Instagram.
On Instagram.
So that's next weekend. But then the exciting thing is the following weekend on the 18th of, am I right? 18th of June. That's a Saturday. It's the Singapore Pink Dot.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride. So Pink Dot is basically Singapore's version of Pride, basically our Pride celebrations.
Yeah.
It will be held at the Hong Lim Park. Unfortunately, no foreigners are allowed because Singapore still views it as like a social, a political demonstration.
Yeah.
So for some reason in Singapore, foreigners are not allowed to join political demonstrations, even though Pride is now, you know, full of concerts. It's like a bazaar, there's like food, it's like music, dancing. Yeah.
But you guys are definitely welcome to hang around
the park, yeah.
Around the area.
So what they do is they cordon off this park. But then all the foreigners and non-locals, they will sit right outside the park. So the party is even bigger outside the park.
Yeah.
So if you happen to be in Singapore on the 18th of June, which is a Saturday, and you are not local, you are still free to come. The music is loud enough for you to hear outside the perimeters of the park. And we can just sit there and have a picnic. So if you are there, we will be there. So come, you know, drop us a message on Instagram if you need to, or you have my number, 91272743. You can text us at our business number, WhatsApp number, whatever, and tell us where you'll be, and we can do a little meetup and take some photos with you guys. So I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah.
We haven't had Pink Dot
in
Pride in 2 years as
well. Yeah, exactly.
So it's really, it's a lot of things happening.
Yeah, like opening up, starting again. And so, you know, we are just excited for all these upcoming things.
Yeah. And then the next exciting, oh my god, we just have so many exciting announcements to make, right? So announcement number 3 is in the following week. So the week after, no, 2 weeks after,
2 weeks after
Pink
yeah.
Dot, basically the first weekend of July, we will be in KL. That's Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. So if you, and I know we have some Malaysian listeners, and I know some of you guys are based in Kuala Lumpur. So if you are in KL or based in KL, I will be there. Mel will be there too, but she will be off doing her own things and doing some work on her own projects. But I will be wandering around. And so if wandering around KL. So if you have any recommendations, any places, anywhere to buy yarn.
Oh no.
Please send me your recommendations. I would love. And if you guys want to just meet up
for a coffee to, you know, for have coffee crochet or conversations.
That would be cute. Like real life crochet conversations with maybe Ines and maybe Mel. Right. So if you are in Kuala Lumpur on that first weekend of July, drop us a message. Maybe we can arrange some sort of meetup at the Starbucks or whatever. Nice, I don't know what, some coffee place. You guys would know, okay? Yeah, send us a message. And I would love to see there. We'll be there for a week. So we don't know the dates yet, but we will announce it later on our Instagram. Closer to the date of departure, we'll announce the dates that we'll be there. And that was a heck of a lot of announcements.
Updates, yeah.
I guess that's what happens when you've gone away for 2 weeks and then you come back with all these new and exciting things that have been happening.
Yeah, for sure.
And then now we have to, like, you know, go through. And I'm so sorry it's been 10 minutes and we still haven't started the episode yet. But I really wanted to get all these out.
Yeah.
So to summarize all the pre-show announcements, we'll be at Public Garden. 11 to 12 June. I keep needing to check the calendar. 11 to 12 June will be at Public Garden. 18th of June will be at Pink Dot. Then we have the 23rd of June, the following weekend, we'll be around. We'll be just back to normal. And then the weekend after that, we'll be in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Yeah.
So come by and say hi at any one of these events. We have three chances in and out of Singapore.
Yeah.
So any one of these events, any one of these weekends, if you feel like coming to meet us, just, you know, send us a message.
Don't,
so I know
be shy.
To expect.
We won't bite.
Mel won't bite. Maybe I will, because I've got, you know, I've got acrylic nails now.
Well,
so I won't bite, but maybe I'll claw. When I hug somebody, sometimes they say my nails claw into them.
Don't scare them away, but we'll be excited to see everybody. Yeah.
So, okay, now that's out of the way, let's jump into what this episode really is about. First, let me take a sip of water. Okay, so let's put on the serious cap now, because we're talking about really serious things. So, the true cost of crochet. Exactly how much is crochet worth? And this is an episode that we've wanted to talk about for quite some time now. We just haven't really done enough research to make sure that the information that we provide in this episode is as accurate as can be. And also we're trying to see and like figure out how we can present it in a way that is easy to understand. Because I think this is something that every crocheter or crochet artist or designer will completely 1000% understand with us.
Yeah.
So the question here is, why is crochet so expensive, right? And everyone knows that crochet is expensive, but what they don't know maybe is why it's so expensive. And so in this episode, we want to try to break down the why of it. Exactly why is crochet expensive, and to really break down the true cost and value of crochet, because the cost of it and the value of it is not the same thing.
Yeah, it's not the same thing. That's why we are talking about how much is it really worth.
So in total.
So the definition of worth is definitely not just the cost
itself.
The cost
price, yeah. So we've broken it down into a few sections in our notes. We're going to talk about the cost of it, like the raw cost of it. And then we're going to talk about how much we charge on top of that, why, and what the rationale is behind it. Of course, keep in mind that everything is based from our perspective, based in Singapore, and we're going to use numbers and laws that are pertaining to Singapore itself. But I will give you conversions, so like different conversions from Singapore dollars to US dollars to pounds, so that maybe it gives you guys a better understanding of things. But because today we're going to talk all numbers. I've never seen so many numbers in my notes before. It's giving me a little bit of a headache.
Yeah, I guess because using numbers would give a better understanding.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it conveys the true picture of it a little bit more.
Yeah, but we'll do it really slowly so it doesn't confuse. Hopefully not confusing us as well.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't confuse you, but I'm quite sure it will depress you as a crocheter, because when you see how much we really are actually earning, it's a really depressive chart or number or sheet to look at.
Yeah.
And it really makes me sad, because crochet is such a beautiful art.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, we have a whole, like, we're all part of this crochet conversation podcast, right? We all know and love what crochet can do and the value it adds to our lives, but people see it as just another one-time workshop experience that they can do, and they don't understand that there's so much more behind the art. So today we're going to break down exactly how much it costs, and how much it's valued at, how much it's worth, and how much we are really getting paid. And also, I feel like I want to do this for all, in solidarity for all the crochet artists out there.
Yeah.
Because we all know the look on their faces, on the customers' faces, when we tell them the true cost of it. Or we've all had those nasty comments when we tell them how much our crochet item is worth, or how much it costs.
Yeah.
And they, you know, whisper to their friends, oh, I could do that for cheaper, or I can do it cheaper, or my grandmother can do it, or why is it so expensive, or you're overcharging me, and yada, 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 yada. Or like, you know, I've even heard or read articles where nasty customers say, then go and buy discounted yarn if that's so difficult for you. You know, you can go to any discounted store and get discounted yarn. And we've all had that moment where our work is being deliberately put down, not for any other fault apart from that they don't understand it. And so maybe if we put together a good enough episode, you could send these episodes to your customers and tell them, look, exactly how much it costs, how much it's worth, and how much time on top of that goes into our work.
Yeah.
Because time is money, right? So let's start by breaking down the value of one Singapore dollar. So we're going to have this whole episode in Singapore dollars. So when we say $10 or $20 or $100, it's Singapore dollars. But to give you an idea of what that is, every one Singapore dollar, and I think this is accurate as of today, right? At this moment, one Singapore dollar is 70 cents in USD, right? 70 cents USD. How am I saying it? 70 cents.
USD rate, USD value.
70 USD cents. Okay, and it's also 60p, so 60 cents in pounds, so 60p.
Yeah.
So that's how much $1 is worth in the US and in the UK respectively. So let's talk about the raw cost of things to even get started, to buy a set of tools of your own. Let's talk about that, okay? Let's say we get one crochet hook. That's
just one.
Just one. That's just one, and in one size only. That's $10. But we all know that's not true. But let's just say, for sake of argument, that we only use one crochet hook size per project. Okay, that's, let's say, on average, $10 per crochet hook. Let's say stitch markers is valued at $5. Darning needles are $5. And a swatch ruler is maybe $5, especially if you get the bigger square ones.
Yeah, yeah. And we are only considering these tools because we know for a fact that it's pretty necessary to do any project.
You can't create any crochet thing without a crochet hook, without stitch markers. I mean, maybe you could, but I don't see how that's possible to create like garments with using no stitch markers at all. Darning needles, of course, unless you want to have a very taily top. And a swatch ruler, because if you're making clothes, you have to swatch.
Yeah.
So all in all, that total cost comes out to $25 Singapore dollars without the yarn. And I think that this is a number that's important to keep in mind, because we're going to be referencing this $25 cost price, or the cost of the tools, a lot in the future,
yeah,
and the rest of the episodes. Because I think it's important to remember that just to even get started on a project, there is already this sunk cost of $25. And of course, the reality of things is that we are not just getting one crochet hook.
Yeah.
And there are other things like scissors and whatever else that you need that we're not going to include, because I think that a scissors is, it's like additional, and maybe a ruler is like additional as well, but I think it's necessary when you're counting a swatch.
Right.
If you just want to use a regular ruler, you could, but swatching is something that is already confusing to most people, or to some people. So if we don't include a swatch gauge, I think that will just increase the level of difficulty that any artist would go through with a project, and that would increase the perceived value of it.
Right.
I think it's important to keep a swatch ruler as part of it. Darning needles, there's no way around it. You can't use sewing needles.
Exactly.
So I think this $25 is the bare minimum, and we will reference it a lot. So every time I talk about projects, I'm going to break down the cost of it, and then after that, I will include this number of $25 into it, and that we will figure out the full cost in just raw materials alone, not even including our time, just to obtain these things. These will be the numbers
to basically create something.
Yeah, and these will be the numbers that we'll present to you guys. So to make things a little bit easier to understand and less confusing, we've broken down the next part of projects into four sections: small items, or basically small projects, medium-sized items or projects, larger items, and XL size items, so the really, really large ones. So I will tell you how much yarn we'll need, and you know, we'll calculate cost of it. So right now we're not even talking about how long it takes, we're not talking about how much, you know, time and effort gets put in. We're only talking about how much yarn we'll need to buy. So if you're picturing yourself as somebody that's buying the yarn and the materials for it, we're still at the store. Okay, we haven't come home yet. We're still standing in the store trying to decide how much we're going to end up paying for it.
Yeah, like the true the cost value of the goods, of the materials as of now. Yeah.
And also I want to add that from a crochet artist's point of view, it is very unlikely that a crochet artist will get the yarn at a manufacturer's or wholesale price.
Price, yeah.
Because the MOQ, or that stands for minimum order quantity, which, and if you don't know what that means, it's the minimum number that you need to hit in order for the manufacturer or the factory or the wholesale supplier to even entertain your order. And this MOQ is usually stated by the company, how much they are willing to sell you, how much your order has to meet, and these numbers are dictated or decided by the factory themselves. So to give you an example, I think like a standard number or a regular number would be, say, the factory ABC yarn says that you need to put in 100 kilograms of yarn as your MOQ, as your minimum quantity order, which means that if you place an order for anything less than that, they won't entertain it. They will just reject you outright. So you've got to hit that 1,000 kilograms of yarn, and that would estimate to be about 1,000 balls of yarn in total.
Okay.
Right? In considering each ball is 100 grams
yeah,
of maybe like acrylic or whatever. Obviously, cotton would be a bit heavier, so that's how you just decide on what you want to get. But in order to get anything from a factory to really bring the cost of yarn down, you will need to get at these crazy
large quantities. Yeah.
And if we're talking about $5 or $6 per 100 grams of ball at retail cost, can you imagine how much you're spending just to get 100 kilograms of yarn from a factory to get each ball of yarn cheap enough?
Yeah.
And not to mention, don't think shipping will be free because you're getting so much. Because you're getting so much, they would require you to purchase a crate in order for them to ship it to you. And so shipping can go up to $300 or $400 alone if you're going to bring in 100 kilograms of yarn. And this, I think, based on our research, because we do deal with yarn suppliers for our business.
Yeah.
We know already 100 kilograms of yarn is not a lot. There are some companies out there who require you buy more.
Even
of
more,
it.
Yeah. Because up to 500, it's pretty.
I agree.
You know, yeah.
And if you think about 1,000 balls of yarn, if you were to break that down in 10 colors, you only get a certain amount of,
yeah,
you know, you could get 20 colors and you wouldn't even have enough to make, you know, that many things. So it's really, really expensive to get yarn so cheap from a factory. And I think it's important that I talk about this because a general crochet artists will not be buying yarn in this fashion.
Yeah.
A majority, or at least 90% of crochet artists that I know and am aware of, will buy yarn at retail cost. Obviously, we try to find many, many, many ways of getting yarn on discount, or maybe we buy in bulk, or we sign up with brands to be one of their resellers or wholesalers, and there are ways around it. But in general, the amount that we're getting from the factory is, it's still helping them turn a profit, which means that we are still buying it at retail cost. It's just at a really lower retail cost as opposed to the final yarn that you buy in a store for a regular consumer.
Yeah, correct.
You know, so just keep in mind that it is not possible for a crochet artist to buy yarn that is really, really, really discounted. And, you know, again, majority of us will be buying yarn at retail price unless your business is to bring in and out yarn, to import and export yarn, then that's a different story, but we're not talking about that today. We're talking about the regular Joe crochet art, or Joanne crochet artist, like you and me, who only really go out to get the yarn depending on what custom order that we get,
yeah,
because we're small businesses, right? We're working from home. Even if we have a studio, that's a whole other thing because that's additional cost. But let's just say we have a studio. How much yarn can we really stock?
Store, yeah.
And how much yarn can we really buy such that our cost price goes so low?
Exactly.
So I think, you know, it's good to keep in mind as a regular, let's say if you don't crochet and you're still buying crochet from somebody, if you're still learning and you're still a consumer of crochet products from other artists, keep in mind that all the yarn that you buy and I buy and we buy are all coming from the same retail racks.
Yeah, and I think it's important to know that as crochet artists, we do invest in good materials. And I can understand that some people will say, yeah, you know, I can find cheaper material for
buy discounted yarn.
Yeah, you know, or there is a reason why this yarn are at a cheaper rate, because of the quality, right? So we need to remember and understand that when we want to buy good quality yarn, the price is definitely going to be higher, and in general, that is the market rate for that price.
Yeah, I mean, you pay for better quality, and that also applies for yarn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a crochet artist would want to buy good materials.
Good quality ones, yeah.
For you, especially if you're requesting something to wear, they would get you, or they would try to get you a good quality cotton, or
exactly.
A really high quality anti-pilling acrylic. They would never just get you something that's itchy and scratchy, and that would be not, you would never wear, because they are the ones who actually have to put in like 20, 40, 50, 60 hours to make your piece for you.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about buying cheap materials. We're going to work under the assumption that your crochet artist that you've gone to commission something would put in time and effort to pick out materials according to your specifications and what you want, and to maybe recommend you something that is of a better quality that you can wash and not have it ruin in one wash.
Yeah, definitely.
And the better the material,
the higher the cost. It's just the way it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think I wanted to put this out as a disclaimer first, because I can imagine some certain people listening to this, or if you don't crochet, you're not a crochet artist and you're just stumbling across this episode, I would imagine that it's a little bit confusing why we talk about our items or the yarn at like a retail cost.
Yeah.
But that's the way it is, because we all buy yarn from the same places, and yarn only comes into our community via these same few places.
Yeah.
Either your local yarn shop or whatever. And your local yarn shop would only be selling yarn unless they have somebody there that's making things and putting yeah. one or two things up for sale. But it's not their main product. It's not their main craft. Their main craft is to buy and sell yarn, and that is their business. That is why they can afford to bring in the quantities. But people like us who are crochet designers, bringing in yarn is not our main business. Our main
yeah.
business
yeah.
is to use our brains and create something in crochet for you. That's why I think it's so important to note why we keep referring to the cost of yarn or materials at a retail cost. Okay, I'm sorry. I know that seemed like a really long disclaimer or backstory explanation, whatever. But, you know, like, and I know Mel agrees with me that it's somehow it's necessary. I feel like this episode wouldn't be as informative or as accurate
yeah.
if we omitted that piece of information. And I also wanted to give you guys like a really good idea of what, you know, how we see things from a crochet artist's point of view.
Yeah, you have to set the stage so that, you know,
everything else would make sense.
Yeah,
later
explanation
on.
Later would, you know, link back to this, yeah. to this scenario.
So now that that's out of the way, let's recap, okay? Our raw cost of just buying the tools alone is valued at $25.
Singapore dollars.
Singapore
yeah.
dollars, yeah. That's assuming that we buy everything at retail, including the yarn, which we've just explained why. Because this whole spiel about buying yarn from a wholesaler versus from the store also does apply from, you know, from the other crochet tools perspective, like the
oh,
hooks
yes, yes.
and the whatever.
Of course,
okay?
yeah.
So just to do a little recap, crochet hooks, we have written it down as approximately $10. I think that's like a middle ground, because I know at least in Singapore, crochet hooks can go up to $25
yeah,
sometimes.
Yes.
Right? If you buy a false crochet hook, you can pay, you know, $70 for it.
Yeah.
So I think $10 is being very modest, and we're not trying to be overly extravagant here. Then we have stitch markers, which we've put it down as $5, darning needles at $5, and a swatch gauge ruler at $5. So that's everything that's $25 Singapore dollars without the yarn alone. And for the yarn, we have decided to put a value at $10 per 100 grams of yarn. So if you're talking about acrylic, this would be a really good quality acrylic. And if you're talking about cotton, this would be an extremely, extremely, extremely cheap cotton price. Because most cotton is valued at, can I say, like $9 per 50 grams.
Yeah.
So you could be paying upwards of $12 to $15 for 100 grams of
ball.
And I think you guys have heard me say this before, my biggest grouse is that cotton yarn always comes in 50 grams,
yeah.
Which is why we decided to work with a factory on our own so that they can produce yarn in that 120 gram format that we really like. So assuming that each ball of yarn is $10 for 100 grams and all the crochet tools are at $25 without the yarn. Okay, we have broken the next few portions into small items, medium, large, and extra large items, like we've said, and we're gonna break down what that means. So let's talk about small items first. I have categorized it as small items are things that you can make with one ball of yarn. So like a handphone case, a little basket, a small pouch, what else? Maybe like a small beanie.
Yeah.
I don't think you could do
an adult one with 100 grams, right?
Maybe you could, but that also depends. If you have a really small head. I guess that depends. The slouchier the yarn, the beanie, the more yarn you need. If you're changing colors in between, the more yarn you need. If you're doing whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So I have labeled it as beanies under small items. So having said that, that's only one ball of yarn. So that's $10 at cost price.
Right.
So now let's take retail price of all the tools, which is $25, plus $10 the cost of yarn. A small item like a handphone case or a bottle holder or a small pouch or a little basket or a little beanie is already valued at $35 at cost price. Again, remember that this is in Singapore dollars, so 35 Singapore dollars, every one Singapore dollar is 70 US cents and 60p in pounds. Yeah. Then we have maybe the medium size items, and maybe this you need two balls of yarn. Let's say a small scarf, like a really small thin scarf. Maybe like a small crossbody bag.
Yeah.
With a strap. What else? Yeah, I think maybe like this would be a good anything you can make with two balls of yarn alone. Let's say two balls of yarn, that's $20. Plus $25 for all the tools,
mm-hmm.
That's $45 Singapore dollars in cost alone.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's even before you start, you need to spend $45 to just get everything in place for you to start on the project.
And it's already sounding pretty scary.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's talk about larger items. And the way that I have classified it is if it takes four balls of yarn and above.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we're talking about a small baby blanket. Maybe we're talking about, you know, a looser tank top. Maybe a looser crop top, maybe. Maybe a cushion cover. Maybe a smaller adult shawl, like a triangle shawl, maybe.
Yeah.
So let's say that takes four balls of yarn. That's $40. Plus the cost of materials, that's $25. The total is $65. $65.
Yeah, for a top, a nice little small top.
That number is already insane to me. Okay, so now let's talk about the extra large items.
Yeah.
And this is where I am comfortable with. Most of my projects are larger items, or at least the projects I've been working on the past year or so, or maybe 2 years throughout the whole COVID, have been bigger items, like XL items. And that would be, you know, like cardigans, maybe dresses, maybe more complex tops with sleeves, because I think people don't realize how much yarn sleeves take.
Hey, yeah.
It's insane. It's like, I think I've used like 150 grams of cotton on one sleeve.
On one side, yeah.
Oh, because I'm currently working on a top that I finally found the yarn. It's a short sleeve top. And I've always wanted to extend because my vision for this top was a long sleeve top. But only after making it, I had 500 grams in total. Oh my goodness.
You ran out of yarn, right?
I had no sleeves. So I finally found the yarn and I'm alarmed. I'm super alarmed at the amount of yarn my freaking sleeves are just eating up. So
yeah.
If you ever want to use up scrap yarn, you can just make sleeves.
If you have enough, yeah.
If you have enough yarn, which, oh my goodness, okay. So, extra large items, and I classify this between 6 to 8 balls of yarn.
Easily, yeah.
Yeah, easily. So we're talking about if it's $10 every ball of yarn, we're talking about $60 to $80 in yarn alone. And, you know, like I was saying, more complex tops with sleeves, maybe some cardigans, maybe some shorter summer dresses, maybe like a sweater, like a shorter sweater. If you want to make the one with those, you know, hexagon granny square cardigans, I think you would need between 6 to 8 as well. Of course, your size matters. So crochet is a skinny person's craft. Mel and I are not skinny people by any means, so we need to work in the medium to large sizing, and sometimes the extra large if we want it to be, you know, loose and comfortable, because, you know, this is Singapore and it's summer all year round. We need loose fitting, flowy clothes, so that takes more yarn, unfortunately. Yeah.
So the most recent top, like t-shirt that I completed, I think I used about 600 to 650 grams of yarn.
There was almost nothing left.
There was nothing
there
left.
There was no scrap yarn left.
Nothing left.
You used almost 600 grams, I think.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you buy a ball of yarn, it's not always exactly 100 grams.
Yeah,
it's 100 give or take.
Yeah.
So you could be getting 95 and it's still acceptable within the industry. And it may not seem like very much, but think about it. If it's 95 grams give or take per ball across 10 balls of yarn, that's 50 grams that you're not getting. So also keep that in mind. So whenever you're buying yarn, just buy one extra ball, because you could also be getting 90 grams in that 100 gram ball. That's also acceptable.
Yeah.
Also keep that in mind. So, talking about XL items now, if you are using 6 balls of yarn, that's $60, plus the $25 cost price, I mean of the materials, you are paying about $85.
Wow.
But if you move on to 8 balls of yarn, that's where I reside, like all my things, I buy 6, 7 to 8 balls of yarn, that's $80 for the yarn alone, with the $25 for the tools, you are paying $105 insane dollars.
Yeah, imagine starting a project that is already costing you $100 to start.
And I want to say, if you manage to find the yarn on discount and you pay a lesser price of it, it does not mean that the value of what you're paying for is $105 for 8 balls of yarn.
Yep.
Let's say you walk into a store. So I like to give the example of Spotlight, because Spotlight is Singapore's version of like a craft, I don't know, like a Michael's or Joann's or whatever that sells yarn, right? That's the only closest I can, I think of based on all the YouTube videos I've watched, right? So in Singapore and in Australia, we in Malaysia as well, we have a yarn store or craft store called Spotlight, and it's not particularly, it's not just all yarn, but they do have a big section of yarn.
Big enough section.
Big enough. Yeah. So Spotlight, they always have sales, and if we buy yarn, we always try to time our projects, or when we buy yarn, we try to time it with their sale so that we get something at a cheaper value. Say, you know, sometimes they have 50% off on the rare occasions. Usually it's like 30%.
Yeah.
Or
20%.
40% sometimes is really huge already.
Yeah.
But let's say you manage to get something that is at 50% off. So 8 balls of yarn, instead of paying $105 now, you would pay $50.
Yeah.
$52, whatever. Let's just round down. You would pay $50 for all your tools now, inclusive. But it does not mean that the value of your whatever you're buying
was not at $100.
Because if somebody were to come to you at a different stage in time and there is no sale, what are you going to tell them?
Yeah.
Are you going to say, hang on, I'll only buy yarn during the sale, so I will not take your order until there's a sale? But that, how is that sustainable as a business? It's not.
Yeah.
You need to be able to calculate the cost of it such that you can walk in at any time and pay 100% of the price for all the yarn you need.
Yeah.
So, $105 for 8 balls of yarn, inclusive of the tools. Even if I say, let's not calculate the cost of tools.
Yeah. And we are just talking about the cost of the materials, yeah.
That's still $80.
Yeah, that's still $80.
And again, how can you not calculate the cost of tools? Because every set of yarn is different. You need different tools for it. You need different crochet hooks for different types.
Yeah.
It's the numbers alone at this point is insane. So, let's ask, okay? I like to present this to my customers, and I like to say, would you pay $85 for a dress? And if they say yes, I would pay $85 and nothing more, then I will say, okay. So now let me tell you what that means. That means I buy the yarn, I put them in the bag, I buy the crochet hook still in the packaging, put it in a bag, I zip up the bag, and I give you the bag. So now all you have, your dress, it's still in the raw form. In the raw yarn form. That's what it means. If you give me $85 now, this is all that I can do for you. I can only buy the yarn and give it to you.
Yeah.
And then you have to figure out how you're going to turn it into a dress. But if now you want me on top of that to take this $85 and turn it into something, unless you're saying I'm doing it for free,
it doesn't make sense.
I don't understand why people would think. So anyway, now that we've talked about this, I do want to say one more thing about this. This is everything that I've presented to you is on the assumption that you, as a customer, have come to us, the crochet designers, directly. Like, you've approached us directly and say, I want to make something. Can you, blah, 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 and we've settled it. Now, if you come across us on, I don't know, maybe social media or Instagram or on our website, by the time it takes for you, like by the time you have seen our product and want to contact us, we would have already spent a lot of money on packaging and website fees and
marketing,
social media marketing.
And, yeah.
And all that had to be done in order for you to even see the post in the first place, or whatever, what post or whatever it may be, to see it in the first place and then be able to come to us later on. So you seeing us, it's not by coincidence, it's not by chance. We actually have to spend money to get that to you. So do we absorb that cost of it and not earn anything? Or do we include that in the price of the clothing that you know one has to make?
Yeah, I guess that's something to think about, you know, the other, I guess, operating expenses and other fees that comes with that.
So Mel has calculated for me that it takes about 20% on top of all your fees, all the cost price of things. It's about an additional 20% on top of all your price that you're paying for the raw materials. That includes marketing, website fees, Etsy seller fees, and whatever other fees on whatever other platform. If you allow payment by card, the bank takes a certain amount.
Yeah.
You know, all that works up to about 20%. And if I have to ship that to you, that shipping cost,
yeah, that
and
doesn't
the
include shipping
packaging
cost, yeah,
cost and all that would be 20%. Okay, so now let's go back to our numbers. To recap, small items are now $35, medium items are $45, larger items are $65, and XL items could go between $85 to $105.
Yeah.
Now, if I were to put a 20% increase on top of that to cover all the other costs that comes with it, what are the numbers now? A small item would jump from $35 to $42. The medium items would jump from $45 to $54.
Yeah.
The larger items would jump from $65 to $78. It's just getting scarier and scarier. And the extra large items would jump from $85 to $102, or $105 to $126.
Yeah. So this just shows the true cost, at least the cost value of producing something itself. It's really, really high, you know, in terms of making something by hand.
And we're not even talking about the value of my effort and time
to
that
purchase,
goes into using my magic crochet hook and transforming it into a dress, or a top, or a scarf, or a shawl, or a cardigan.
Anything you want, yeah.
Or anything you want. It's like magic, really.
But it's a cost to the magic, right?
It's magic that we don't get paid for. So these numbers are, to be honest, they really made me really depressed. No, I shouldn't use that word. It made me really down, and it made me sort of question, like, why am I still doing this? Like, nobody is willing to pay. Or maybe, I think, the perceived value of crochet is still, like, it's grandma stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's ugly stuff. You know, even though, just type in crochet on Instagram and you see so many modern, clean brands that have, like, oh, modern crochet and, like, you know, like, clean, minimalistic crochet. But they don't. It's still, it's too ingrained in our culture that crochet is something that your grandmother does for you for free.
Right.
You know, she does it for Christmas. Every Christmas you get a crochet sweater or a crochet scarf or knitted socks. And I think this also applies to knit. In fact, I think it's worse for knit because of the sheer amount of time it takes to knit as compared to crochet.
Yeah.
So I think for knit, it should be more expensive. But, oh, that's Whiskey. He's
trying to settle down.
You know how dogs are when they try to lie down and they go around in circles in their bed before they lie down? Yeah, that's what Whiskey's doing right now. And his little claws are like, you know,
like on, you all over the place.
Like me. So, okay. So that's the first part of how much crochet really cost at raw cost alone.
Yeah, and I guess just not, I mean, if we are not just talking about business, as a person who could be picking this up as a hobby, if you want to start, mm-hmm. you know, on a project, you need to be aware that you can easily spend $100, you exactly. know, making something for yourself.
Crochet is just not a cheap art.
Yeah, it's not.
To start off with, and what more, you're paying somebody. You know, I like to make the comparison from crochet to painting. Because actually, painting okay. because I mean, I don't know if some of you know, but if you've been following us from the start, you know that I also paint.
Yeah.
And I'm also, you know, my background is in art, is in fine arts and performing arts. So for those of you who know, I also paint, and my means, the what I paint is modern abstract or modern contemporary. What am I saying? Contemporary abstract. And it's something that people don't realize too, that paint costs a lot of money. A small tube of paint could be, you know, could be easily $12 or $15 or $20 if you're buying good quality paint that right. has that sheen and luster. Mm-hmm. And if you're talking about, you know, like mixing mediums or spraying mediums, and then the varnishes, and then the gesso, the primer,
yeah.
and all the other things you need that go along with it, sure, it could be cheap. But if you want something that's really good quality, like a good, really good quality painting, it's going to be expensive.
Yeah,
and to
sure.
me, this is the exact same thing as crochet. If you really want something that's cheap and fast and easy to make, yeah, we could do that for you. We could just get a discounted scratchy acrylic yarn and make something for you if all you want is the final product.
Yeah, I understand.
But
that.
If you want something that is functional, that you can wear, and that a piece that you can love and grow old with, then that takes time and money and effort to not only source the material, to purchase the material, to transform the material, and then get that piece of magic
yeah.
to you. And I just think it's so sad that people don't, like, artists are so undervalued.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Especially
yeah.
in this day and age. Like, you would think after COVID there would be a bigger appreciation for artists, because when there was nothing to do, everybody wanted to be all
artist,
up in our
yeah.
space, right?
Yeah.
I think the bakers had it worse though.
Oh, yeah. We're like, suddenly everybody was
like
baker
home bakers,
at home.
Yeah.
yeah.
So if you are a home baker, like, no hate, it's just that I feel people rush to these things and they spike the price up. But once it's over, to them, they're like, oh, it's over. It was a fad. But, you know, there is a community of people like us, and I think we are a huge community, who don't think it's a fad, and it's, you know, it would, we'll suffer the real consequences of having, you know, people who don't know anything about it,
you know,
share information
yeah.
that's not true or not accurate, because they think that it could be, you know, done in a day, or
yeah.
you just need 3 hours. Or YouTube made me think that, you know, it takes like one day to make a cardigan. It's
yeah.
it's not.
Yeah, it's not. It's really not, like, realistically not possible, you know, if you really know the craft.
I agree. So, I'm, you know, on some levels, I'm also quite happy that we're doing this podcast, because I feel like it's a platform for us to really shed light. And what we need really in the industry to change is educating the customers.
Yeah.
And I know, and I don't say that from any, like, condescending point of view, but it's just general knowledge that about the craft, that it, and it could be whatever craft, right? It's the customers and the consumers, and they need to understand a little bit more in order to place real value to it. Otherwise, they would just say, I'll pay you $10, make me a scarf or a
yeah.
sweater, but they don't know how much it really costs.
Actually, you know.
Yeah, and especially friends and family, because I'm sure all of you guys have one of those, you know, relatives or friends and family that goes, I want a top, like, can you make one for me? I'll give you $20, you know, but it does not cost $20, first of all, you know, and then the list goes on. So, and I just checked the time. We are now running at like almost 50 minutes.
Minutes? Wow.
And we haven't even talked about the next part, which is the value of my cost, the cost of my effort and my time that goes into. So we have a few ways of calculating this. And I think based on the timing right now, we might have to leave it for the next episode, because that would be another hour, and we are already
yeah, possibly, yeah.
clocking in at an hour, almost an hour at this point already. So I think we'll leave you here, and we'll continue next week talking about the cost of it. And let me just refer to my notes. Give me a second. I have written down in my notes, and we intend to talk about how to really break down the cost of something next. If you come across a store that sells something for X amount of dollars, how to calculate and break it down so that you know how much they're actually earning. And let me tell you, it's not a lot. We also kept in mind, you know, the minimum wage in US, UK and Singapore, and calculated it backwards from there. And I think it's, you know, it's not the way that everybody calculates how much crochets cost, because remember that this $85 and this $105 is only just the yarn,
yeah,
and the tools. How do you calculate or put a cost to it after that, when now you need to take these materials, you need to take $100 worth of something and
resell it and turn it to something to sell. Okay,
exactly. Yeah. So I think we will leave that for the next episode, because we have some really interesting numbers. And again, as I was saying, while this may not be the way to calculate it for everybody, I think it's important to hear the numbers, because when I was doing this research, to me it was such a jaw-dropping
moment to see
the
numbers.
Yeah, yeah. To be confronted with plain dollars and cents, how much we're actually earning. And let me tell you, it's like way into the poverty line. And I don't mean that in a dramatic way. It's not even half like the minimum wage. It's not even 25% of minimum wage. It's so much lesser than
lower,
that.
Lower, yeah.
And oh my goodness. Okay, yeah. So
definitely something to, you know, that why we want to talk about it, and something for all of us to think about, you know.
Yep, I agree. And we also, you know, in future have another episode planned about how the different ways you could price your items if you are a crochet artist looking to price them. How much that would be, but that would be, you know, later.
Yeah, in another episode.
A couple episodes from now. So come back again next week. Next week we'll really talk about how much we are earning as crochet artists now that we've bought the raw materials, how much time, and I think I have a formula how you calculated the time it takes to make something versus your experience times the number of hours times the minimum wage. I think I have a formula.
Or at least we have a formula that we can put the number to it.
Yeah, and to help that, to help this concept make sense.
Yeah.
So come back again next week. But in the meantime, if you have any questions, feel free, as usual, to reach out to us. And I think my hands look a bit scary, because as I said, reach out, I'm literally like trying to reach out to Mel, like I'm going to strangle her.
I'm avoiding the nails from jabbing into my face.
So if you have any questions, please, please, please feel free to reach out to us. And I'm really interested to know experiences from you guys.
Yeah, your thoughts about, you know, what is your true value, your true cost of crochet.
And also tell me your most, like, your worst experiences of telling somebody your price and what other responses you get back. Because I, you know, I feel like I just want to sympathize with people. And like, it's so interesting to know how the response changes from the different regions that you guys are from. And then I think that would be so interesting. And keep in mind that if you do share any of these experiences, please let me know if I have permission to retell the stories. I can omit your username if you want to, but just let me know if it's okay for me to share this in the next episode. So if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook. We are at Crooked Crochet SG, or you can WhatsApp or iMessage me. It's +65 91 272743. Or you can also email them to us at crookedcrochetsg@gmail.com. And come back next week, where we'll talk about the real numbers and get all depressed together.
Yeah, get depressed together. And I can't wait.
So we'll see you next week. We'll leave you here. Enjoy the rest of your week, and bye-bye for now.
Bye, guys. See ya.